If you haven't heard, next Tuesday is Election Day. Voters have been bombarded by political campaigns for the past year and a half, but there are some issues that haven't gotten as much coverage, and many voters still don't know about some of the state amendments and county propositions. I sat down with a Cache County voter as she took a first look at her ballot.
Okay, got the envelope here. And inside is the official ballot for Cache County.
Have you already made up your mind on who you're going to vote for president?
Oh yeah, like a year ago. I don't know much about the amendments on the ballot here. And there's a Cache Water District issue? I hadn't even heard of that. Should the Cache Water District be created? Yes or no?
Should it?
I don't know what it is. It's really open-ended. I don't know anything about what the water district will entail. Will it raise taxes? Will it conserve water? That would be a positive thing for Utah and Cache County.
This was a common reaction from most of the people I talked to about the water district. Most people just don't know anything about it, and honestly, neither did I. I went to a panel discussion about the creation of a district and interviewed two of the panelists, one for and one against. Proponents argued that a water district will help protect Cache County water interests from other powerful districts in other areas.
The water's going to be utilized one way or the other. The question is, are the better stewards the county council, or are the better stewards a water district that's directly accountable for their actions? My name is Sean Dustin, and I'm the mayor of Nibley City, and my position on the ballot item is that I am for it. Possession's 9/10 of the law. And once the water leaves this valley, if we don't have that political platform to demand that A, it stay here in the first place, and B, that we make those decisions and we are self-determining how that stuff's going to get used, I trust our community values and I trust our ethos a lot more than I trust what I see happening down along the Wasatch Front.
Opponents of the water district argue that the county council already fulfills the role of what a water district would do, and with greater transparencies than districts across the state. A water district would also involve a property tax, something that is not mentioned on the ballot.
I tend to think that something as important as building a dam perhaps in the future is better addressed if we put that forth to the entire citizenry of Cache County rather than leaving it to 11 people, although at least this time around they are elected individuals as opposed to appointed, so it is certainly a step forward.
That's Brett Roper, a watershed scientist and outdoor columnist. He's against the ballot item, largely for environmental reasons. He believes that a water district will make it easier to implement the Cache County Water Master Plan.
The Cache Water Plan, the Master Water Plan, what you find is, you know, over 100 mentions of water storage and only 3 mentions of the word fish.
The Cache County Water Master Plan, prepared by JUB Engineers Incorporated, does indeed include details of how to store water and potentially sell it to the Wasatch Front. Opponents of the water district say that a district will make it easier to implement this plan and to further develop the Bear River, while proponents of the water district, like Mayor Dustin, argue that the district could help to change the plan.
If we just turn around and built the water project and started selling water because that's what the plan says to do, that's a bad outcome.
So it seems that any way you look at it, we need to revisit the Water Master Plan. The creation of a Cache County Water District could certainly change the way water is managed in northern Utah. In one of the fastest growing areas in the country, voters need to make sure if the changes are for better or worse and educate themselves on this complicated issue before mailing in their ballots. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Jeff Smith.